Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm with my boys, Duke and Mailman. How y'all doing today, fellas?
What up? What up?
What's up, everybody?
All right, we got a couple topics that are near and dear to us today. And our first topic of the day comes from a post that I saw on social media. A man by the name of Sway posted, Tyler Perry said, before you marry someone, you need to see them in all five seasons. When they're happy, mad, stable, broke, and been hurt. I mess with that because sometimes we wonder why people change on us, and it's not really change. It's just who they are under certain conditions. Let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about it, fellas. What do you guys feel about that as far as they don't change, they just show you who they are?
What I got from it was basically like, don't make the assumption that a person is a certain way based on their reactions to certain circumstances, but use their actions to those situations as a guide as to understanding why they react to certain situations the way they do. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That being said, people are constantly changing, evolving, or regressing every day. You know, we don't know. But the point of it is that we love people in spite of their flaws, not because of them. If we approach our relationships with the mindset that, you know what I'm saying, I love this person, I love myself, and then you navigate your relationship with that intention at its core, you can weather any storm. That's kind of where I got from what I got from that.
That's a cool way to look at it, man. That's different. But what about you, Duke?
I just thought he was talking about you need to learn everything about a person. When that true person comes out, instead of that representative that Mailman is always talking about, everybody's putting a representative forward first. He's talking about get past that representative to see what that true, how that person truly is, and to know that and how he figures or the way that he thinks is they have to go through all of those different type of emotions for you to see how they react to everything. And that's how you'll get that raw emotion to see how people really are.
Yeah, I know the statement was kind of taken in a sense of towards relationships, but I just took it just in general. Like, I think we all, those five, what they call those five seasons, man, I think that we all go through that sometimes. And I think it does show who you really are. And a lot of people don't know how to cope with that. It's hard to have money and wealth and then be able to deal with a situation where you broke and you don't know what to do in situations like that. You stress out and you start lashing out or you start retreating. So I think it's important, man. I think it's a nice way to look at it.
Well, you do learn, especially the broke one. You learn a lot about a motherfucker when they broke. Mm-hmm. No, like, sure. Are they going to be the type that's going to fucking, crack and be like, oh shit, I don't know what I'm going to do, blah, blah, blah. Or are they the type that's going to be cerebral and be like, hold on. Okay. This is what I got until the next time I get some money going. Right. Let me plan this motherfucker out. Come up with a game plan. If you got kids, your kids don't even know that you broke because they still got food on the table and they still got clothes on their back and still can play like children do. You just got to be more inventive with it. That's all.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Power went out of my crib. We played dice. Shit, me and my kid, we played that. No electronics, no nothing. We were just like, let's rack them up. You know what I mean? Just, you do got to be creative with that. I think it tells a lot about a person of those five seasons, though. I think it tells a lot about a person on how they react to being broke and being hurt, not mad. There's a difference between being mad and hurt. And I think people react differently when they're hurt. And sometimes it gets convoluted.
Yeah, definitely. When you hurt, that's more coming from your heart because your heart is hurt right now. When you mad, that's coming from your brain. That's coming from your brain is like, I'm going to spew this out. But when you hurt, that's coming from your heart and it's a little bit more emotional. Mm-hmm. When you mad, it's more, you know, oh, I'm just going to be a motherfucking asshole and just say what the fuck I want to say right now. But when somebody is hurt, they usually, yes, it'll still be words that could hurt you per se because they're hurt. But it's a different way that it comes out. It's more emotional.
That's why I say we use those situations and watch and monitor their reaction and use that as a guideline as to the, you know what I'm saying, to understanding why people react the way they act. But you also have to remember that people are constantly changing. And so just because they reacted that way, you know what I'm saying, the first time during that situation doesn't mean that if it happens to them again, they're going to react the same way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But at the same token, don't get it twisted. Red flags are still red flags. If you're
that's the damn truth.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who don't know how to process being hurt, which is very, very important. And I'll segue to it in our next topic later, but it carries on. And if I'm like, oh, you know, listen, I made a mistake that hurt you, and you have a very, and it's a small mistake. I'm not saying cheating or nothing like that. I'm just saying like, oh yeah, you know, your Netflix show came out. I watched the next three episodes, and that hurt your feelings, and you can't get over that. That's a problem with how to process your own hurt and not carry it on, man.
Well, that becomes more of a thing of not being able to let things go and be understanding. It also comes from a point of control and power too, in a sense, because you know what I'm saying? I get you want to watch this with me, you want to watch the show with me, but to make it, if I go and watch it without you and that moves to hurt you and your feelings are hurt, like, I mean, come on now. That's like, I'm my own person, you your own person, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I get it, you want to watch it with me, but it's not the end of the world because I went and watched it without you. Your feelings should not be that damn hurt.
Right, I know.
I can watch it again with you. You know what I'm saying? We can go back.
And honestly, if you care about him, you're going to act like you ain't never seen that part coming again. You're like, oh my God, I did not know he was going to kill her.
That's new to me. Flat out line.
Yep. Yeah. You watch this episode, I must have fell asleep on that part. I don't know what to tell you. I dozed off. That was dope. You see her face?
Mm. Now you just flat out lying.
Fibbing.
Yeah, lying. So, yo, I lie like a rug, man.
Lie like, oh, shit. I had to think about that one for a second. Lie like a rug. Oh, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Hey everyone, not too long ago we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Browns Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our second topic of today. We're talking about a topic that one of our listeners wanted to hear us talk about, and it's a question about past relationships, about how being in a toxic relationship in the past can affect your current or future relationships. We've all known people that have dealt with some shit, whether it be small or large, in past relationships, and then are now trying to move on or having an inability to move on in their new relationship. So I want to talk to you guys about that. What does this topic mean to you, and how would you recommend moving on from past relationships that are toxic or unhealthy?
So to get rid of the PTSD, because that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
One way, the first thing is you got to fall back. And we've said this a couple times, a couple different episodes of season one, is you got to learn how to love yourself first. So whatever it was that happened that hurt you, that broke you, because sometimes people can break you, unfortunately, to get those pieces, to pick those pieces back up, is you got to learn to love yourself. Because when you learn to love yourself, then those lessons that you learned from that previous relationship that was toxic, you can forgive the action, not necessarily the person, but forgive the action, so you can start to heal and move on from it. Because you ultimately have to, you have to be able, if you want to be in a healthy relationship, any type of relationship, going forward, it starts with you. You have to be healthy and you have to be happy and in love with yourself to be able to accept the fruits of what could be something beautiful happening to you when you meet somebody that isn't toxic like that.
Yeah. Damn, man, that's dope.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Go ahead, Mel, man. What you think?
Well, you know, first, you know, let's just make one thing clear, that our lives are based on experiences, and those experiences tend to shape our realities. Meaning, if you've experienced hurt and pain from a previous relationship, it's easy to kind of fall into this mindset of seeing relationships as potentially dangerous. Now, when it comes to getting into a new relationship, it's always best, like Duke just said, to make sure you heal yourself before you start getting into this new relationship. Because by focusing on healing yourself, you reduce the risk of, you know, and like I said in the last episode, bleeding on somebody that didn't cut you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't take the time to heal and really evaluate yourself and your own actions, how will you even know if your behavior was or wasn't the one that was toxic in the relationship to begin with? I mean, let's be clear here. If you think that you are going to be this perfect person in a relationship and never make any mistakes, you're fucking delusional. Point fucking blank. You know what I'm saying? But the point of it is to recognize these things first, work on correcting them, then you can move forward with the new relationship. The problem is that most people don't do that work, you know what I'm saying, on their self-healing of themselves before they start a new relationship, and they just keep going with those same patterns and behaviors that they did before and just perpetuating the cycle.
It's interesting. Yeah, you're right. It's interesting because you can see so many people ruin good relationships because they can't let go of the old ones, right?
Yeah.
And it's one of the things I was talking about in the last segment was this whole thing about being hurt, right? How do people deal with being hurt in a relationship? Because it also shows you how you can move past the hurt that you've been through. I'd watched a video and Steve Harvey said a quote. He said, there's a reason why a car has a front window that is huge and a rearview mirror that is small. And it's because you can't drive forward in life while watching what's behind you. That rearview mirror is for two reasons: to see what you left behind and to also make sure what's behind you doesn't come up on you. But that's not your focus. Your focus is on the future and where you're going. And if you are constantly focused on that rearview mirror, on that past, on that toxicity of that hurt or whatever the case may be, there's no way you can move forward. You can try, but that's how you have accidents. And that's why, that's when you have another car accident, another ruined relationship, and this, that, and the third. And it's okay to sit there and take your time and just say, let me figure me out before I start continuing down this road.
That would kind of remind me of that movie Cars. And there was a scene in there where Mater was driving in reverse the whole freaking movie. I mean, the whole little scene or whatever. And he said this saying, I don't need to see where I'm going. I just need to know where I've been. And that's how, you know what I'm saying, he made it through life. And that kind of stood out to me as, you know, I look at my past, you know what I'm saying, to dictate where I'm going in my future.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the best, but
hey, those who don't learn from their past are doomed to repeat it.
I would not say, hey, I'm not saying learn from your past, but I'm saying don't focus on it. Yeah,
all right.
If you just focus on a toxic relationship, then and you ain't moving on from it, you're not gonna have a successful one.
Right. I'm just saying, like, learn from your past, you know what I'm saying? Learn from those mistakes you made and on your focus, while you focusing on moving forward, you know?
He lying. He telling y'all to drive backwards. That's how you get in car. He trying y'all to drive backwards. What were you saying, dude?
Kind of like been my theme for a while now. Everything starts and ends with you. So while you can't affect what happens to you, you can affect how you react to it and how you learn from it or how you let it set you back. Everything is about yourself. Everything starts with you. You are the beginning point. So that goes back to what I was talking about, proactive and reactive thinking a long time ago. That's the basis of it right there. You can't necessarily affect what happens to you or what people or things do to you, but you can affect how you react to it and how you let it either bring you up or bring you down. So that's what you have to remember. No matter what has happened to you, you have that ability to either rise from it or allow it to continue to hold you down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think both of you guys are kind of speaking of the same thing in different points, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lesson in everything that happens in life, whether you want to see it there or not. And you have to.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't even got to say, we've all been through some stuff in our lives, but there's a lesson in that. And if you choose to look at it as a lesson instead of a part of who you are, you can't. And so I think that's beautiful.
My last relationship was a very toxic relationship, you know, and it's been a few years now since I've been in that relationship, and I'm just now getting to the point where I am fully over that relationship and the toxicity of that relationship. But it wasn't until I started working on healing myself and you know, saying actually forgiving that person and forgiving them, not for, you know, saying what they did to me, not for that hurt, but forgiving them for myself so that I can move on from that pain and that hurt that they caused me.
It takes a little bit. I'm proud of you for that journey.
Got to do the work. You got to put in the work.
Yeah. Thank you for the question, man. It was a good topic, man. So we're going to take a quick break one more time and we'll be right back. Hey, everyone. We're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. Our Greenlight card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Greenlight. Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching! Bam, nigga. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right, back to the show. All right, and we back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're going to our third topic of the day.
On the next episode of... Ratchet News. Me.
You kind of faded.
It faded out there for a second. Yeah,
it got to roll those arms.
Yeah. Oh man. All right, man. Let's get to it. Let's get into this, man.
Hold up. First. Do you need time to proofread this shit first?
Oh my gosh! You can go ahead. Y'all don't need time to prove it. Hey, let's go. Man arrested after dipping sauce error leads to bomb threat. There you go.
But what happened?
Let's get into it.
That's so vague.
I know, right?
Police. What kind of dipping sauce was it?
I don't know. Let's see. Police arrested an Ankeny man Saturday after allegedly.
Ankeny, man. What did you just say? I told you that nigga proofread.
No, Ankeny, Iowa. It's a city in Iowa.
What the fuck is Ankeny? Spell that shit.
Ankeny.
It's Ankeny.
Ankeny? You sure?
Or Anky? I don't know, nigga.
It ain't no Ankeny, I tell you that much. It's in Iowa. All right, whatever. Police arrested an Iowa man.
A-N-K-N-E-Y. That's like
no, A-N-K-E-N-Y.
Yeah. Who knows? Ankeny. I think that's Ankeny. I think that's how they pronounce it, Ankeny. But go ahead.
Police arrested an Iowa man Saturday after he allegedly threatened to blow up a McDonald's restaurant for neglecting to include his dipping sauce with his order of chicken nuggets. Television station WHO 13 reports that police in the suburbs arrested a 42-year-old man. What do you say?
Did you say WHO? Like who?
Yeah, who? WHO News.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Who knew?
Who knew?
News.
Who?
News.
We already know who did it. Who? News.
Oh, no. I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
We already know who did this.
Oh, he ordered chicken nuggets.
News.
So, this 42-year-old man, they arrested this 42-year-old man after he admitted to investigators that he called the restaurant Saturday evening upon realizing his order mistakenly didn't include the dipping sauce. During the call, he threatened to blow up the restaurant and punch an employee. The man was charged with the... The man was charged with
some ranch.
Hey, for real.
Oh,
damn. Okay.
That honey mustard must have been fine.
Okay.
The man was charged with a felony of false report and threats of an explosive incendiary device. He was booked into the county jail on Saturday and released on bond, man. So let's get into it. How y'all feel about this?
You started off.
Who, me?
Yeah, you knew.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Who
knew?
Who knew? Let's get it. I try to be as respectful to all walks of life as possible on this podcast, but I'm going to just say this. White people, y'all need to get this together, man. Yeah, y'all, I'm just saying, you know he was in no other race. First of all, let's be honest, okay? Who do you know would call the McDonald's after they forgot your sauce? What you calling for, Karen? Just stop, knock that off. Come on now. Just dipping sauce. You ain't got no honey mustard or some barbecue sauce in the fridge. You could just been like, up. Oh, I ain't got my shit. Secondly, let's keep this going. Let's keep this going. If I threaten anybody, I'm gonna threaten to hit you. I'm gonna threaten to hurt you and inflict bodily harm. I ain't threatening to blow up a damn thing, okay? We gonna just state that out. And I hate to say it, people of a certain persuasion got a history of threatening to blow shit up. Whose cousin is this? I know someone knows him.
We got a name? What's his name?
No name. He arrested on bond.
I can probably look up his name. Bob. His name is Bob.
Bob.
Bob. Sound like somebody that calls. Look at here, buddy. I didn't get my rent. Fucking Bob. Bob was infuriated.
Oh, God.
Goddamn dip sauce, motherfucker. Some goddamn dip sauce. Get this, motherfucker. Throw this bitch up. I'm getting some real Training Day vibes from this motherfucker. He's like, hey, Kong, I got nothing on me. I'll burn this motherfucker down. Shoe program.
Oh, my God. I hate to say this. I actually looked it up. My man's name is Robert.
I told you.
Gowitzer
Jr. I told you. The goddamn Bob. I told you.
You can't make this shit up.
I told you. I know, just like I warned you motherfuckers about Florida last season, and I warned you about motherfuckers named Bob. They crazy, too.
Damn, he on this clairvoyant shit.
Those That's motherfuckers crazy. That got them little fanny packs and everything. I'm telling you.
Hey, be wary of a motherfucker with a fanny pack.
Like, exactly my point.
I knew motherfucking Bob. I knew two motherfuckers that had carried fanny packs around. And I asked them, what the fuck you got in them fanny pack, man? Both of them, without missing a beat, I got a pistol, a couple of knives, some mace. I'm like, all kinds of motherfucking weapons in that damn fanny pack.
Swear
to God. Huh?
I got a fanny pack. I wore it once to a golf tournament. That was it.
Wow.
I had liquor in it.
Wow.
Have you lost your damn mind?
Wow.
I ain't had pants with no pockets.
You might want to edit that shit out, dog. Like, wow.
No. Wow. Edit that.
You got a fanny pack? I got a fanny pack.
I had only wore it once because I was at a golf tournament. I dressed up and wore it out there, but I ain't had no pockets.
Hey,
you
I'm
gotta carry all them little needles, and I was sneaking liquor in there.
Whoa,
and so,
what?
Hey, your swag.
Are you? What are you talking about? What needles?
Yeah, you sound like a drug addict.
Exactly.
No, the needles you put in the ground to put the golf balls on.
The needles you put in the ground.
I can tell you what needle is going down right now. That's the needle that's.
Are you talking about swag, the
needle? Golf tees?
It's going way down, pimpin.
It is not a needle. It is a golf tee.
Oh, my God. Whatever you're
going to call it. I don't play golf, obviously.
Yo, swag, do you realize?
It's decreasing by the second.
You just said you walk around with a fanny pack with needles in it. That's what you just fucking said. That's what your retarded just said.
I told you. Hey, your swag points are decreasing by the second.
Yeah, that didn't come out loud.
Especially being someone that works in the health field. That ain't something that you want to walk with telling people.
I know. Lord, right? Like, mercy. You got it. You sound like a drug addict. Had my alcohol. I smuggled all that in.
Hey, it was a good golf tournament. It was a good golf tournament.
I had
a
blast. Glass was lifted. Back to the topic, though. Hey. You got this motherfucker threatening to blow up the fucking McDonald's. Of all fucking places, you gonna blow up McDonald's because they didn't get your motherfucking sauce right.
What did the clown do to you?
Wow. Wow.
I have a question. I have a question. Because there are people in this world that do this. Like, not that they, like,
I've seen it happen. Threats.
They just get upset over the smallest things. And so, back to our original topic. Who hurt you? And why can't we move on from this? Like, this is something small. Dipping sauce? Really? This is not that bad a big of a deal.
I've seen it happen before where a guy was in drive-thru line, you know, and he wanted some sauce, and they told him that they didn't have the sauce that he wanted or whatever. He got pissed off and was like, fuck this, I'm leaving. Put the car in reverse and backed right into the person behind him in the drive.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. It backed right into the ass. I was like, wow. Like, is it that damn serious? Mm-hmm. It's sauce, motherfuckers.
Get your emotions in order, man. Deal with your past trauma.
Don't that sound like some mental health issue, though? Like
oh, seriously? It definitely is. Yeah, it definitely does. Something else going on, obviously. But right? Yeah.
This is why mental health is so important, man. This is why it's so important. Get your shit in order.
Yeah, let's go ahead and call it, man. Duke Mailman, is there anything you guys want to say?
Before you get involved in any relationship, make sure you work on healing your past, healing your wounds from the past relationship first.
Mm-hmm.
You can't move forward still dwelling on the things that hurt you in the past. And healing comes from within, not from without.
Right.
The next time you see the motherfucker that hurt you, punch him in the face.
Just don't make bomb threats. Okay, just don't the caucasity of that, man. Just don't do that. Don't do that.
What the hell word you just say? You just made up a word. What the fuck is caucasity?
What it sound like?
It sound like a word you just made up. So that's why I'm asking.
Caucasity.
I heard that before, like audacity, but caucasity, Caucasian audacity. I'm with you.
All right, then. There you go.
I'm with you. I got you.
Caucasity.
He just created up a new word.
Damn sure it is. That is not a word.
It is now. That's in the Webster. I'm putting that in the Webster.
The caucasity. I like that. The audacity of a Caucasian. Caucasity. We should write that shit so somebody steal it.
I should, right? All right, man. To my boys, Mailman and Duke, listen, I love you guys.
Well, y'all too.
Yes, sir. Love you too.
I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness. And to all listeners out there, you keep dreaming. Take care.